I once read a story in the LA Times about the forager Pascal Baudard. You know, so foraging for wild food can be a little dangerous. You have to watch out for poisonous plants, you have to watch out for bears and snakes. But Pascal was out in the woods one day, and he swears he saw a zombie. Like running around looking for brains kind of zombie. And Pascal forages in Los Angeles. So he looked again, and sure enough, there was a cameraman following the zombie, and so everything was all right. But these days, Pascal isn't talking about the undead, but the rebirth he's seeing in native and wild plants after the wildfires in that area. He sat down to chat about what it means to be a forager with our friend Russ Parsons.
Tell us a little bit about the foraging you do and then how you got into it.
So how I got into it, I pretty much grew up that way in Belgium. I grew up in a tiny little town, maybe like 1,000 people, farming town. And my grandma used to send me sometime into the forest and say, can you get me some nettles or walnuts or hazelnuts? So that's what got me into foraging. I never had this conception of being disconnected from nature from that perspective. There is always food everywhere, really. What I really do is actually study the flavor of a landscape or of an environment. So I can do that in California. I do it in Vermont. Sometimes I go back to Belgium. My passion is really to discover what is the taste of a location.
Can you give us some examples? Like here in Southern California, what are some of the things that you collect?
Oh my God, there is so many different things. You know, for example, mustard. We have mustard everywhere. Nobody does anything with mustard here in Los Angeles. People don't think about it as something edible. They're all edible. So a good one, for example, would be the black mustard, which is really super invasive too. You can make the most incredible Dijon mustard. But you can also go for other plants like, you know, here in my hand, I have like a mountain vinegar. And it's basically a vinegar that I make myself. I make my own cider with manzanita berries. And then I change it into vinegar. And then I infuse it with pinyon pine, mushroom, all kinds of different wild berries. And if you smell it, it completely smells like the mountain. People absolutely like go crazy on that one. So it's one way to take a look at the environment and kind of research the flavor. And being able to create condiments out of it.
What are some of the other ways that you preserve and that you capture these flavors?
Last time I counted like 16 different methods of food preservation. You can make wine, I make sodas, I make infusion. I can turn all the drinks that I make into vinegar. I can make sauce, condiments. Last week I was making some oyster mushroom ketchup. I can do an infinity of product, really.
Where do you collect these things? Do you have favorite hunting grounds for them?
You know, what you're looking for really dictates the environment that you're looking for it. I probably have 2,000 acres of private property. So I do all my foraging on private property. And if it's not native, then I don't care. You know, I can go into a place and pick up dandelion. Nobody wants dandelion. And by the way, 90% of the things that I collect are actually non-native because the native stuff is usually very strong. So I look at foraging. Foraging can be controversial a little bit, but I look at foraging as one way to actually help the environment in the same time.
And are you in coastal plains? Are you in hills?
I'm like all over the place. You know, if I want to make my mountain vinegar, there's a, my friend called Gloria has a whole property and she has what, 60 acres of pinyon pine and white fir. And so I just go over there and collect whatever I need. Close to Los Angeles, I have some friend who have also property in the Angeles Forest.
All those hillside properties, though, I mean, everybody knows this winter was just horrible as far as wildfires. Were you affected by that?
Yeah, pretty much lost everything. So what I used to do here in the Los Angeles forest, I had on that property, I used to have my wild food garden. So I had a beer garden that I created with native plant. I had a spice garden that I created with native plant. It's all gone. So, you know, in the same time, I took a look at it. I'm going like, okay, how can I use that to be more creative?
Can you tell us the first time you went back after the fires? What did you see?
There's nothing. I mean, there was like nothing. I've never seen something like that before. It's just completely black. You know, some of the bigger trees are still there. The oak tree are okay. They survived this kind of fire. But there was nothing left. I've never seen something like that. And the smell, it was like bacon. It smelled like bacon. There was smoke everywhere. Yeah, it was scary a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, but the interesting part is I really And I'm not a botanist, you know, but from my perspective, I'm really seeing the native plant coming back and not the non-native plant, which is interesting. So the environment is kind of cleaning itself to some degree. And I see much more native plant growing right now than ever before.
Oh, that's fascinating.
So it's interesting, yeah. You have like a lot of plants like mugwort, which is showing up, wild hyacinths, California sagebrush, giant nettles. So this is all like native plants that are really taking off, and a lot of grass too, you know. Mm-hmm. So the hillside are actually turning green right now. It's interesting. In the old days, people used to do that on purpose. You know, it was a process of regeneration. So I'm still learning. It's a fantastic learning process to actually, you know, as horrible as it was, I'm looking at it more from an educational experience and see what I can, you know, learn from it.
Oh, thank you, Pascal. That's wonderful.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.
Pascal Baudard is the author of The Wildcrafting Brewer and The New Wildcrafted Cuisine. Russ Parsons is the author of How to Pick a Peach.